Welcome, dear learners. In continuation to our discussion on basic rules of academic writing, now we will be discussing drafting the manuscript. In drafting the manuscript, first and foremost thing is the outline. A tight and well-defined outline of the manuscript is a good foundation for a quality article. Secondly, you should stick to the author's guidelines prescribed by the journal. Use either British or American English. Avoid any typo and grammatical errors. Use simple and reader-friendly language with good clarity. The ultimate aim is to communicate, not to give your expertise on the language. Stick to the simplicity. Maintain a systematic flow in writing and presenting information. Don't forget to give due attribution. It is very important. Avoid plagiarism. Do not copy. Plan a precise aim. Split it into the objectives and tell what methods were adopted for getting results, and then discuss them properly. Now, focusing every component of an article one by one. Firstly, the title. As far as the title is concerned, I suggest plan it at last. Why? Keep in mind that it should be simple, catchy, reader-friendly, suitable for the journal to be targeted, and representative of your work. When you will plan the entire paper, then you will be in good condition to have a good title in your mind for that particular article. So that's why I said plan it at last. Say for example, you are anti-diabetic potential of a medicinal plant? No, not quite good. Anti-diabetic activity of Vidaena somnifera fruit extract in streptozocin-induced diabetic rats? Sounds good. You are giving the proper and complete information in simple language. Now moving to the authorship. Only persons who have given actual contribution in planning, designing, execution, completion, and drafting of study should be given the authorship. It should not be used as a gift or any favor. Now, as far as the affiliation is concerned, apart from your institutional address, give email which you use more frequently rather than one which you do not use normally, because you will have to receive the emails from your editor or the reviewer or the journal in that particular email ID, and you have to address it on time. So it is very important. Now, abstract. In drafting stage, you should plan the abstract after the completion of the paper. Make it structured or unstructured as per requirement of the journal. Structuring means structuring the abstract into some headings like background, aim and objectives, methods, results, discussion, and conclusion. And many journals avoid this format. They prefer unstructured abstract. So you can go for the unstructured abstract depending upon the journal's guidelines. So in giving a structured abstract, you should be very specific. Give to the point information of aim and objective, methods, results and discussion, conclusion, and make it very concise. Generally, many journals require an abstract of around 300 words. The word limit is many times there. So you should also keep in mind that you should not make it longer. Keywords. Select the keywords which are not in the title. It's a key. Right selection of keywords make it easy to get your work searched easily on internet or search engines. Add keywords which are related to your study and which are more likely to be used by the pupil to search for the similar study. And it is also a key to get more citation. We will discuss how you can have the improvement on the citation and other things in further modules. Now moving to the IMRAD style for research article. IMRAD stands for Introduction, methods, result and decision. Though we will discuss it in detail in later modules, we will just give very basic tips for the same here. What does the abstract tell us? Abstract gives the central idea. Introduction gives problem and objectives and rationality of work. Material methods is a way to solve the problem. Results gives findings of the experiments. Discussion is an analytical study of obtained results. Conclusion is the concluding remark on outcome. Acknowledgement tells us the support received. References, your attributions or source of the study. Infographics, tables and figures. Now moving to one by one, very briefly, introduction, in which you try to answer what is the problem and what is your hypothesis. Give background or origin of idea. You have to tell a story. Logically, sequentially, systematically introduce your problem and give your hypothesis. Focus on justifying the rationality of your work. Give proper citation to latest and important previous studies. Don't use very old references until they are indispensable or they are pioneer in that particular field. In that case, they might be must to discuss. So in that case, you can use the very old references only. In the material methods, we try to answer how the problem was studied following your hypothesis. In the materials and methods section, we try to answer how the problem was solved following your hypothesis. So in materials and methods, give the complete information and don't skip any modification if you have done in your standard method. You should be concise enough and logical, systematic in giving the methods.